With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Twice now, the Attorney General has stepped in to block what he sees as a frivolous lawsuit that wastes taxpayer money. Details from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
The new lawsuit the governor had filed with private attorneys over the mishandling of federal COVID education funds is over. That's because Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond took the case over and immediately dismissed it. Drummond says the state was to blame for the mishandled federal funds, over $1 million, not the companies that was suing for, as he put it, political cover.
Behind closed doors, the Republican caucus in the state Senate has voted for State Senator Greg McCourtney of Ada to be the next president pro tem of the state Senate. McCourtney overcame two opponents and intense opposition from the party's right wing and the gun lobby to win the post. Members of the House Appropriations and Budget Subcommittee approve a bill to offer $2.6 million to school districts to improve security. Sponsor Dick Lowe of Amber says it's leftover money to help districts against school shootings.
Several hundred SROs have been hired this year for the first time in the state of Oklahoma. It's not if in Oklahoma, it's when. Have we prepared our schools the best we can?
The bill heads to the full House Appropriation and Budget Committee for consideration. Up with hemp. That's the goal of State Senator Roland Peterson of Burlington, who seeks the creation of an industrial hemp task force. He outlines what the seven-member group hopes to accomplish.
The task force outcomes will include recommendations on ways to reduce red tape and provide the necessary regulatory environment to support the industrial hemp growth and deliver jobs to Oklahoma.
Covering State Capitol News, I'm Ken Johnson on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
When it comes to state capitol news, Oklahomans want more than just political talking points. They want to know how a bill will really help them. That's why the Radio Oklahoma Network covers the state capitol and state agencies with you in mind. Our reporters ask questions you want to have answered. It's news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans on one of our great Radio Oklahoma News Network affiliates or at RadioOklahomaNews.com.
It's the Bledsoe Farms Angus Production Sale, Saturday, February 17, 12:30 p.m. at the Payne County Stockyards, Perkins Livestock in Perkins, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 92 lots, including 47 registered Angus bulls, 33 registered open yearling heifers, and 12 spring calving cows. You can attend the sale live in person in Perkins or watch them bid on liveauctions.tv. Sale catalog available at bledsoefarms.net. Bledsoe Farms Angus Production Sale, Saturday, February 17th.